Yeah, this is Lee Cooper reporting from the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Healy, working in the Central Bering Sea. We're moving north towards St. Lawrence Island. Today's May the 8th, 2006. We'll start working tomorrow in the North Bering Sea, south of St. Lawrence Island. We're looking at environmental change as a result of sea ice melt and retreat in this environmental system and what the changes are to organisms that live in the sediments in the ocean. And this is an exciting time of year to be here. It's just turning into spring. It's just about freezing, but the ice is very thin, and the ship's moving quickly northward through the ice. It's not impeding it at all. There's a lot of brown marine algae, sea ice algae on the bottom of the ice, a lot of birds migrating. We've seen walrus, bearded seal, ribbon seal, a lot of birds flying across the Bering Sea at this time, and so it's an interesting time to be here, and we'll hope to give you some more reports over the next month about our research and what exactly we're doing and who's doing it, and so we hope that this forum for podcasts will be useful to you. We've also got two teachers aboard, educators. One, Sam Barlow, is from the Oakwood School in Greenville, North Carolina, and also Patricia Janes, or Patty Janes, is with us from Scholastic Magazine magazines in New York, and they will also be reporting through the ARCUS website. That's www.arcus.org/trek, T-R-E-C, and that's the National Science Foundation program that is supporting the participation of the teachers on this research cruise, and the National Science Foundation is also underwriting this use of the Healy for this research on environmental change in the Bering Sea. We'll be giving you some more updates as time goes on. Thanks for listening in, and stand by.